What's up, everybody? It's Aaron Goodwin. I'm just kind of doing part two of the Facebook questions that you guys asked me. I asked a while back, you know, asked me some questions here on Facebook, and I'll answer them. And I've been busy, and now I finally got to them. And so I'll nail a couple out here. Here we go. I'm just randomly answering a bunch of these questions here. There's a lot, so just scrolling down, stopping, and answering a question. Let's see here. Okay. From Angela. Oh. Okay, this question is from Angela Sutherland. Should turn my phone on vibrate. have you ever experienced, or have you... have your experience influenced your religion or spiritual views in the last recent years? Yes. Yes, it has. This is something I can't just answer in a couple sentences. I know I keep saying this, but I'm going to start branching out my podcast more and more on specific things. And these are great questions and the kind of like stuff I've been wanting to talk about a lot lately. It has, like... I mean, there's a whole, I was raised Baptist Christian, and, you know, I believe in God 100%, but I don't know, there's so many questions, and so many things I've been learning on this journey called life. I've seen a lot of things, and been to a lot of places, and so it kind of, like, makes me think, I don't know. What we read now, the Bible, is completely different from what it was written back in the day. King James, Hebrew rewrote stuff, you know, like it never said women shall love their man in it. And there's all these other things in it. There's a lot of stuff I can talk about here, but there's been changes. And we are now in like what? I think I heard it's the sixth or seventh edition of the Bible. So it's like we keep rewriting it so it's easier for us to read and you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, you rewrite something, it's changing things. And so without seeing the original Bible, I think the Bible we read now is more politics and stuff. I don't know. It's just kind of like my opinion. I'll explain a lot more on it. And I believe every religion's right, but every religion's kind of wrong, if that makes sense. And I'll leave it at that. And I will talk about this more, I promise, here in the next couple of weeks. But it's just something I can't just answer right now. It takes a lot. So, okay, sorry. I will answer that one, but not right this second. Okay. Next question. Some of these questions, like, I don't know, like, can ghosts take part in the death of a living and stuff like that? So there's a lot of these questions that I'm reading here, and it's like, I don't know the answers to that, so I'm kind of just skipping over. Because if I don't know the answer, I'm not going to try to answer it. I got opinions on it, but it doesn't mean my opinion's right. So I'm just going to skip over those and just kind of go for some other questions here in case you're like, hey, I asked a good question. And if you asked it in that voice. Only in that voice, though. I don't know. Okay, here I go. I'm telling you, I'm getting used to talking to my hand and a recorder in it. It's getting weird, but I'm still getting used to it. So bear with me. All right, here's one from, again, I'm going to say all these names probably wrong. It's what I do. It's how I do it. My first tweet in the world said, if it's spelled wrong, you know, it's me. So I pronounce names wrong. That's just me. All right. Oh, now I just lost my place. Okay. Here we go. Matthew McKernan. How long have you been growing your awesome beard for? Well, it's a goatee. First off, I've had it probably for like, I don't know, I think since 1999. I think for 2 years I kind of brought it on and off. Back in the day, I used to work at the Hard Rock Cafe, and every Saturday, me and my friend Brad, we'd dress up in outfits, and I would shave half of it off, or I'd put weird, you know, what's that guy, Vanilla Ice, you know, markings in the side of it. I did all kinds of crazy stuff. We dressed up like almost for a year in outfits. And you can see a lot of some of the stuff I've done on A Goodwin Collections at YouTube. A lot of the videos are up there if you scroll down to the end stuff. But probably since 1999, it's been short, and then I let it go out, then I did the beard, then I shaved it off one day, but every day since then I've had it. It's pretty much, it's my thinking thing, you know, like I grab onto it, and when I'm thinking, you know, I tug at it when I'm pissed, you know, I just tugged on it, I'm not pissed, but I don't know, I just have forever. I just shortened it up actually the other day. I trimmed it all up pretty good. It's not that long. And I'm like, whoa. And now I see like patches of gray coming in. God damn it. But hey, that's wisdom, right? So one day I will shave it off if I want to disappear. It's called my Clark Kent, I call it. It's kind of one of those things like, you know, if you just want to hide away, no one knows who you are. You just shave the beard and I grow my hair out. No one will reckon. Well, maybe, but probably not. So then I can, you know, blend right in. But that probably won't happen because I don't see myself shaving it off. Although when I did shave it last, I almost shaved it off. I was doing this thing. Lately, I just kind of been getting more like fast when I buzz my hair. I go to the trimmers and I go on the smallest spot and I just, you know, trim my hair up. And I never shave really the side of my face. I kind of just trim that up too. So I was using the buzz cutters and, you know, going at it. And I went, zoosh, and I was like, oh, and I almost took off half of my goatee. I didn't, but that's when I was like, I took a little niche off. And I have this little cowlick. You'll notice in episodes. I hate it. But you'll notice in episodes, my goatee will like curl in. And I'm like, ah, it's just one of those like weird cowlicks. So I nailed it and I almost cut it off. And so I had to trim it all. That's one reason I trimmed it so short. But maybe one day I will. But yeah, inside information on my goatee right there yesterday. From Candy Burnett, how's life treating you? It's treating me awesome. I couldn't be more happy. I get to travel. I get to do what I love to do, which is shoot and film. I get to film with my friends instead of just like for a job. It's, you know, it's like film with my friends. At first I was scared to hunt ghosts, didn't really want to, did it anyways. Now I love it. Now I love this whole, you know, communicating with the other side. I figured a lot of things out, I think. I think I got it. On some things, you know, why ghosts do this or spirits do that, you know, and I'll slowly start talking about it here. But so my hunts are kind of different now, and with the stuff that's followed me home, I stopped getting too scared of it and just started accepting it more. It's kind of calmed down. I'll get more into that. And so it's just kind of like, it's just weird. Life takes you in weird journeys, and right now this journey I'm on, it's taking me, and so I'm going to roll with it for a while. And then if something happens with it, then life will take me on another journey. But for now, this is a great opportunity, a great journey, and I'm going to keep going with it. So life's treating me good. Thanks for asking. From Vicky Wed, if GA wasn't around, what would you be doing with your life? And you're from New Zealand. Awesome. I'd be doing the same thing I'm doing now, making films. Like, right before Ghost Adventures, I was working on the UFC for 2 years, shooting behind the scenes, like, you know, the DVDs you buy, and it shows, like, them working out and stuff. Like, a lot of that was me and the group of guys I worked with. Did that. I rolled with NASCAR before that for, like, a year. I followed around Larry Foyt and Joe Nemechek with cameras, and I tried to pitch a TV show for them, and I sat there on the editor for 2.5 months. That's how I gained so much weight, and I was so heavy because I just sat there and drank mochas and whatever I could just to keep up, you know, just to stay up and edit. And I did 2 20-minute pilot TV shows out of, I think I shot, each tape was about an hour, hour and a half, and I had over 500 tapes between the two shows. And I did all the editing on one computer all by myself. So it took me 2.5 months to put those together. And oh my God, that was a nightmare. I just sat there and worked and worked and worked because I put all my money into this gig. I flew down like 8 people. And we all stayed down there, rented gear, had to feed them and all this stuff. And we had raised money. And right when we got down there, the people who were going to give us money backed out. And I was like, oh. And so I was like, dude, I got to take a big step in life. And so what I did is I took all my credit cards and I put all the money I could get together that was my money without loaning from friends or family, because I wasn't sure if I'd get that money back. And I just put it all into this. I spent like $70,000 on those. It was like we went and shot for about a month and a week. And I had one crew shooting one guy and one crew shooting another guy. And I would just go from afternoon time with one crew over, and then when they kind of went to bed, or they were done around like 6, and then the other guy, he was like a little more younger and would go out at night, and so I'd go and follow him from 6 to like, I don't know, 2 in the morning and stuff. And so that was pretty fun and great learning experience. We met these guys, we had a connection, and I asked them if I could follow them around and try to make something happen, and they agreed to it, and I went with it. So talk about just doing something. And I just went out there and did it and just hired up my own crew. We bought cameras. We spent like $30,000 on gear. And then the rest of the money was just like gas, going to racetracks. I would sit there and I'd film the pit crews. And it was cool too, because we really didn't have too much permission. And what we used to do is we used to sneak around and like hidden cameras. I remember our audio guy, poor guy, he had to hang out in one of the races for like 3 hours inside the small little cubicle box next to the system, next to the guy, the pit boss. And he was just cramped up in there. We'd feed him water once in a while and food, and he was sitting there and he'd be mixing, you know, the guys driving and mixing everything else. And it was just like, we went guerrilla style, like ninja style. I'll get into more about that later, but sorry, I went off track. I forgot the question. What would I be doing if I wasn't doing GA? That's what I don't know. I'd probably be making movies right now, but in a weird way, shooting the show is taking a lot of my time, which is great. And so it's allowed me to sit and work on other things like Agumon Collections and Big Steppin' and all the art and all the new stuff coming out. And so it's kind of nice, but I'm getting that itch bad to make a movie. I've written 2 movies. One of them's about Egypt and space, and it's like the budget for that's like 60, I don't know, 30 million or I don't know, some ridiculous thing. It probably never happened. But it's like a future sci-fi movie about the past. And then the one about my nightmare right now. And that one's pretty awesome. It's kind of like what happens after you're dead and why this world really is just a stepping stone to test to see if you can get to the next spot. And it's pretty cool. And I'm writing that out. I have artists. I have Adam Michaels drawing my nightmares. And it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a unique story. And so I'm trying to get that done too. And so that may not have come if I wasn't hunting ghosts or had experience like I did in Scotland. So who knows? But if it wasn't for, you know, I'd still be doing film. You want to know what I'd be doing? Sorry, I just keep talking. But, well, yeah, because it's my podcast and I have to talk. That makes sense. But I keep talking about this. If you go to A Goodwin Collections at YouTube or Aaron Goodwin at YouTube, you will see, if you go back to like the first like 20 videos, you'll see what I've done. I've done like it's all my like demos and working for movie premieres and shooting like red carpet events all the way to all kinds of stuff, all the way to like me filming, we did Aaron and Brad show, and it's just like how I learned how to shoot and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. You should just check it out. Go through there. Ignore the beginning parts of some of those videos, because it's just interviewing with Brad and talking about the past and how we did it and what we did. But if you go to like halfway through it, you'll see the actual fun videos. So check those out. All right, I should move on to another question. All right, Amy Clifford. It says, when are you guys coming to OZ? And I'm thinking that's Wizard of Oz. And I'm down for any time. Every time I see a tornado, I'm like, maybe this is the chance. Maybe this is where, if I go off and get to talk to the wizards and the lions and tigers and bears, oh my, you know. I think you're thinking AZ, which is Arizona. I don't know, but I love Arizona if that's the case. But I would like to go to Oz. That'd be kind of fun. You know, see the Munchkins. How do you physically prepare yourself for lockdown? Marisol Bush? Well, that's probably totally wrong, but how I said that. But I just go. I know what's up, and I'm like, all right, let's do this. Now it's like, you know what I do? I usually just jump around right before we go into lockdown, and I stretch a little, and I'm like, game time, let's do this. And then, bam, we go hunt. It's kind of how I do it now. Do you guys ever think you'll come back to Canada? From Jess Chamberlain. I hope so. God, I want to go to Canada. I want to hit Vancouver all the way to Quebec, all the way to like everywhere. I want to Montreal. I want to experience Canada. I know it takes forever to drive it, so I kind of want to hop to city to city on a plane. I think that's one of my goals. My trips I want to do is just, you know, take a train up from Portland all the way to Vancouver, hang out there for a few days, hop a flight, and just go town to town to town. That'd be so fun. Like, I've been up to a couple spots, and it was just an amazing time. And so I definitely want to go to Canada. If we don't do it for the show, I'm going to do it for myself. But I don't know when we will. Everything just happens. Most memorable place you've been, and would you like to go back? Almost all of them. Every single one has its own special way. In fact, here's another podcast I'll do. I'll talk about episodes. I'll talk about first season. You know, I'll talk about second season. I'll start getting more involved in talking about each lockdown. This is just the beginning of the podcast, so I got to talk about a ton of things. And so that'll be one of them. Alrighty then. Most favorite thing about ghost hunting? Figuring out where we're going to go on the other side, Cheyenne Bruder. Let's see here. Do you still keep in touch with Dakota Layden? Hell yeah. From Pamela. Regluse. Yeah, dude. Or you're not a dude, but yeah. Dakota's awesome. Actually, he was just up here in Vegas for convention, and he's like, yeah, I'm in Vegas. And I didn't see it till like 2 days late, and I was like, oh shoot. Text him, went up and saw him. Great kid, man. That kid's gonna be a great director, movie maker. I mean, I don't know if you guys watch his videos, but he kind of has a, you know, him and his group of friends there, they got a gift. It's good. And I always tell him, like, hey man, either now or later on in life, you're gonna make it. You're gonna be out there making films one day. By Nicole Drinnen. Blondes or brunettes? I like brunettes. I'm a sucker for a brunette, I gotta say. But I don't know. I usually try to avoid these questions, but I mean, blondes are great. Brunettes are great. I've always been a sucker for Jennifer Garner and Sarah Bareilles and Cindy Crawford. Those were like my big crushes growing up. And so, yeah, I'd have to say brunettes. Okay, what made you want to start Big Steppin' by Kazzy Cheek? To be honest, I just did it. I didn't ever call it the Big Steppin' until, like, you know, I kind of got a name for it. First, it was just for fun, joking around. High school, I used to walk through the hallways because I didn't need a hall pass. I'd be, like, slowly walking big past the window. But then after a while, I was, like, you know, through crowds, just weird reactions. Then I started taking this angle at it, and I just thought to myself, you know what, like, I'm doing this, it's going to be my thing. And this is before I even put on t-shirts. This is like months and months and months before. And I was like, just motivation. So I started thinking, you know, like, I need something to get me going more and to motivate me to do stuff. And so it's like, I started thinking, why take small steps when you can take big steps? And so that's kind of where Big Steppin' came involved. And then I started doing it, taking pictures. And then now it comes all the way out to you guys, man. It's awesome. Like, it's just, it's so cool to see all the pictures. And I collect these pictures, you guys. I collect these pictures. And for some reason, my Twitter only sees 20 tweets. If like 50 people tweet me, I only see 20 of them, and then I have to refresh. So sometimes I don't see all the pictures. So I try to collect them off my MySpace. I don't think I've been on that forever. Off my Facebook and Twitter, I've been trying to, you know, collect as many as possible. And you can always send them to eggwomencollections@hotmail.com. You can always send them there. There I'll be able to like get the pictures too, and I put them up on my website because I want to put every single one of them that I've, you know, every single one of these pictures that we've done, I want to put up there. And there's a ton up there already if you go to eggwomencollections.com. Or I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of excited. I finally got my name, aaron goodwin.com. I'm pretty stoked about that. But so either one of those links it to the same site, and you can see all the pictures up there. It's awesome. It's just a great thing, and I'll hope that it is every time you guys do it, or every time something like that happens, and you need to like think, oh, should I go out there and, you know, spend the $35 to sit for 7 hours at a fair and sell my art? Most people are like, no, or no, I'm embarrassed to do it. Well, it takes a big step to go out there and say, screw it. Go out there, sit there. Even if no one looks at your stuff or likes your stuff, at least you did it, because you know what? When you go audition for a film or anything, or even like your very first phone call, that when you get out of high school and you have to hit the real world of business, you talk on the phone. And when you first started, everyone can relate to this probably, but you're always nervous those first few times. So I always tell people, just go out there and do it. Go out there and just make those calls, do those things and know that you might fail. And that's okay to fail, because get the failness out of the way early, because later on, it's better to fail now than it is to fail when you're making it. So get used to, you know, people walking by and not liking your work, or get used to people coming up to you going, oh, that's too expensive, or that's, you know, or, oh, I don't know. Because you got to make sure you keep it fair to yourself and how it works. So some places you'll go, no one likes your stuff. You go down the road, maybe 3 hours down the road or another state over, everyone loves your stuff. So it's like, just go out there, try to do it, take a big step, whether it be auditioning for a film or, you know, just trying to do stuff. Just, you got to take that step and do it. That's kind of big stepping. That's where it all came from. And that's how I thought about it. And now it's gotten to that point, you know, and so that's kind of like, I want to do a lot more with it. So that's big stepping in a nutshell. I mean, there's still, you know, other things involved with it, but that's pretty much it. And that's how I came up with it. And that's what I thought about. And I never, when I thought about this, I never thought, oh, make t-shirts and all this stuff. Like, I didn't. And then one day I was like, oh, I should make a t-shirt of this, you know, and just, you know, maybe sell a couple here and there. And then boom, now look at it. It's a big thing. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome because you guys are awesome. And you guys deep down probably look at that shirt and go big step and want to make a big step. So go make a big step, whatever it is. Do 3 or 4 big steps in life. And if they all fail, well, maybe you need to change your ideas and move on to something new. But the best thing is, I mean, shoot, I've tried probably like 30 times in the film industry and TV industry and working and everything. And, I'm on Ghost Adventures, which is great. And so it's like it finally worked out, you know? And so like, but I never really wanted to be on TV, like star on TV. I just wanted to shoot it and make it. I wanted to make films. And so this was an awesome opportunity. And now I'm on it too. So it's kind of like, oh. And at first I was like, oh, yeah. But now it's cool, you know. And I get to hunt ghosts and it's just fun. And so it all came to me as a surprise. I wanted to be behind the camera. Never thought I'd be in front of the camera. And so just don't give up. Keep going. It may take 10 years, it may take 2 years, it may take a month, whatever. You just got to take those big steps. With that said, I got to end this podcast. I got to run out the door. Oh, I got to go to Billy's Ghost Hunt in Armagosa. I forgot. I forgot I had to leave right now. I was like talking. I was like, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't have started this podcast right now. But hey, I got some good questions out of the way. And it was great. I hope I answered your question. I know there's probably tons I didn't. But I'll keep doing this. I'll keep doing this all the time. Thanks for listening, you guys. Hope I made sense. Talk to you later.